2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Nightside. This is the Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's heat. I'm not kidding, it's like an orange on a toothpick.
Nightside on KSL. A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome to the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Alex Carey here. And boy, Alex, it's so good to be back on doing the Nightside Project again. We took a little break, had a little hiatus.
Yeah, the stuff's back weird. Back in the saddle. Yeah, listen, this stuff has changed and things are weird and things are different. But nothing this podcast/radio show hasn't ever been through. So, you know.
I know. That's the thing is the Nightside Project, the story's been just kind of constant change and redoing and
who cares?
This whole time. But,
look, I've tried to convince KSL. I'm like, look, just you got to rebirth Nightside. You could get different people doing it. I mean, honestly, every generation can have their own Nightside hosts. Yeah. Why not? I mean, like, you and I are old and over the hill now. We don't matter. So
sure. Well, back when we first started Nightside, they were looking for that younger generation, which is not us now.
No, definitely not us. And it wasn't even us back then either, I mean, to be honest. I mean, I don't know.
We were the young people at the station.
We were definitely the youngest at the station. That doesn't mean much. I don't know. I mean, we're mid-20s still, so it's not like we're – what's wild now is we're in our 40s. That's what's weird.
Well, and here's the thing is for this job I have right now, at Teton.
You're such an old guy. It's an old guy job.
Yes, I'm an old guy. But more than that, Alex, I'm an old guy at the office.
Yeah. Oh.
Like people are like, wow, you remember that? Wow, you were alive for that? Like I'm an old guy. And this is the first job I've ever had where I haven't been on the younger side.
You're an old soul. You're an old soul. You know, when people – I've always had that experience with you. When people bring stuff up, when we'd be on remotes and things like that over the years, Ethan would come up and go – oh, yeah, was that when State Street only went down to Night South? I remember that. And you go, and everyone's like, what? You have this.
Who is this guy?
That's why you're a history major in college is because, you know, you kind of live more in the past than you do. Yes, old man Millard pops out.
It's old man Millard.
You were definitely, my wife is like this. I'm like, you're born at the wrong time, which doesn't work out for me personally if he was born at a different time, but. She like hangs out with, she's like, I jive with the 80-year-old ladies in our neighborhood. We have the same thoughts. We have the same processes. I'm like,
hey,
yeah.
I want to ask you about your new gig.
Yeah.
Cause that's really the big thing is you're off KSL now.
Yeah. I mean, I guess for the next couple of weeks, we're still going to be on KSL at night.
Oh, okay.
They're just trying to figure out. They're like, I mean, this kind of ambushed everybody. Including our program director at KSL, who was like, I guess I got to find somebody to replace you guys at night. Because they were thinking, like, obviously we're not going to be – KSL News Radio is a news radio show, our news radio station. We can't have a sports show for the rest of eternity on at night. And but ratings were going well, and you know how the real thing is that you got to sell advertising, and that was working out. And then KSL decided to jump in – Bonneville decided to jump in both feet on a sports station here in the market, and then Scott and I are now over on the zone during the days. And it's funny. It's just like I enjoy the content absolutely. Like in the last few weeks, it's been hard just because we've had like COVID's run through that office too. So
Yeah.
I've avoided it, but we can't hang out in the same, we can't like hang out in the same studios. Everybody, it's like, you know, this back and forth of not everybody's in at the same time and having to do a show remotely. I hate all that crap, but you know, it is what it is. As the clarion call between 2020 and 2022, it is what it is.
I was telling my wife, though, that you really kind of have arrived, because she was asking me, you know, about your new gig. And I said, look, this guy has landed at a drive time show on a sports station. It was the thing that I grew up. This is exactly your thing.
Like Nightside was a detour for 10 years. So, I mean, and honestly, I probably am better at Nightside just because we screw around so much. I mean, as sports radio, you screw around a ton, too. But you screw around, and then everybody goes, I hate your opinion about the NFL playoffs. So there's one thing. You just now, they, you know, the stupid stuff we talk about on Nightside, we talk about, you know, Scott and I have been doing the show for 4 years almost now. And so, you know, we're not, you know, it's not that we don't know each other. And it, yeah, like I said, when I was growing up, doing sports radio full time was like, or doing, you know, I watched SportsCenter all day, every day, as much as I could get. And, and now I'm my wife is confused that my son wants to watch football 100% of the time. He's actually way annoying about it. And I thought, I'm sure this is what my parents went through, because it's the only thing he exists for. He's like, we're watching every game that's ever going to be on. He wants to have it on the main TV in the house, and he has to have everything set. He like sits in front of the TV and like throws the ball up in front of the TV for the whole game. And it doesn't even matter who's playing. He has no affiliations really with any professional team.
But he wants to watch it.
Yeah.
I love having football on too. I really enjoy that. My family, not so much.
Yeah, you've got into it.
And it's a little bit of a bummer once, because the season's almost over, right? I mean, we're just not a ton of football left. And there's some great football left, but not a ton.
Yeah.
College football's done. So
I get into this depression.
We just got the NFL, but but it's but then from there, I don't watch any sports. Like I like going to basketball games.
You don't
like,
turn on a jazz game?
No.
No. What?
I don't like basketball on TV. I like going to jazz games and being there.
Yes.
But I just, when I turn it on, I'm like, eh. I just haven't really embraced it like I have football. So hey, we only have a couple of minutes together.
Yeah, what do you want to talk about? Mostly we're just telling people we've been forced. Listen, we've been held hostage by the KSL podcast team, okay? They are like, you start churning out Nightside or we're going to set this whole section of the building on fire where you guys used to work. So that's what
we're doing. Which I actually was okay with.
I'm for a while. Isn't it funny how this building is just like the same exact freaking building, and like, we've just hung out in the same spaces. We broke so much stuff back in the day in the old Nightside area, like kicking footballs around and stuff. And now all these, you know, all these kids get in here and they're 22 and a half. They don't know how to break a sprinkler head on a ceiling anymore. All they want to do is get
I
to work.
I think that clock in that office area
we've
out
definitely
there is still
broken.
Not synced with the other clocks.
No, we've definitely broken it. And with ceiling tiles.
It's close. It's close to the correct time.
Ceiling
tiles.
It's
not like that broadcast.
Yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The ceiling tiles have been broken over the years and had to have been replaced many times. So we've had to do that. So the bottom line is, the Nightside Project podcast, we are committed to do this brand new episode every week. And they're going to be longish. They're going to be, you know, 30, 40 minutes. So we're going to just still buckle down and do our same old Nightside stuff that we used to do. Have some fun with it, man. What do you think?
I love it. Can I share with you, before we part, a little Zen headline?
Oh, absolutely.
Because I want to go back to the well here. Because you know I love hitting the Zen headlines.
Oh yeah.
And we get a lot of them from listeners. And in fact, I got one here from Ryan.
Oh, you do?
Now Ryan, I think Ryan's been the hardest on us.
He's
over
he's
the last
pissed
couple
about
of months.
It. I can't. But listen, we can't. Yeah. Look, we've changed. But now we're back to it. Yes.
I mean, I think we deserve awards for keeping this together for KSL, even though you work in a completely different type of broadcasting for a different station.
Technically,
and I work in
a
different
industry
altogether.
I mean, we're still going to be here at Broadcast House, but like right now, they don't have a studio built for us, so I have to go over to Vivint every day to do the show. And so I'm going back and forth between KSL and Vivint Arena like every day. So yeah,
which seems fun to me. I think it'd be fun to be.
Honestly,
will you give me a tour?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can
I
you
will.
Give me a tour?
But like after on a game day, you know, like when the atmosphere is kind of fun. Once you get done with the show, you walk out and people are milling about and getting to their seats for the Jazz game that's coming up in an hour. And you know, for me, but most days nothing's going on at the arena, and the security people at the arena. Honestly, they see me every day, and they still act like, do I know you? And I'm like, I was just here 2 seconds ago. You have to, like, get shaked down every time you walk in and go through security and to go upstairs. You can't just beat through doors. You can't just beat
can
through
I,
doors.
If I come over and you show me your studios there at Vivint Arena, can you show me, like, the rest of the arena, too?
Can you kind of give me a tour? Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know much about it. I'm just like, there's the big screen. There are the seats. And you can usually walk down onto the floor, take like a little picture, and then I don't know. The monster trucks were here last week. That was actually the coolest part. When they do stuff like that, Disney on Ice, mm-hmm. all those things, when you watch them putting it all together and they're like, test, 1, 2, 3, test, sibilance, test, part of your world. Like they start doing all the sound checks. I freaking love that. Mm-hmm. And so the monster trucks, honestly, our studio is up in that, like on the concourse level, and mm-hmm. it's got doors that shut to it, but the monster trucks were annoyingly loud during the broadcast. Yeah. Like you could hear them just warming up because it's so stinking loud. But yeah, I'll walk you around the arena.
Does your studio have a view out onto the arena?
No, we actually look out back toward the Stockton Malone statues right there, or right below us. So.
Oh, okay, all right. Okay.
And now that there are all those stupid apartment buildings popping up in Salt Lake, you can't see any of the mountain views anymore. I mean, it's just been ridiculous. Can't see anything out there.
All those eight-story apartment buildings.
I love how they all have new names, too. They're like, oh, fresh. Fresh at South Temple. You're like, what are we doing? Is this a sushi place? Like, what? Everything has to be like.
I love how they all have names, and I also love how similar they all are. You're like, Wait, okay, so where am I now? Because this is the same. Yeah.
Do you work in tech?
So the same.
Do you work in tech and make $81,000 a year? Come live here in downtown Salt Lake. Throw every cent of your rent money at this place. You know what you have access to? A parking garage. You know what else you have access to? You can actually text us, and we will call you when your groceries show up. And also, for you young kids that are out there, there's an app to where you don't have to interact with any humans before you walk out of the building. Yeah. It's perfect. We actually get out of the way for you. They're all the same.
I've become insufferable downtown. You never want to be downtown with me because I'm going to spend the whole time going, well, you know, it used to be here.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. The road did here. So here they used to have this. You used to be able to drive here. You know, it was just like, I'm insufferable. You don't want to be any part of being downtown.
Historical Ethan's the worst Ethan, for sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll take grumpy Ethan over historical Ethan all day.
I know, because at least I'll shut up.
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Okay. All right. Let's do a
Zen headline. Let's hear it.
Courtesy of Ryan. Now, this Ryan posted this in the last week, but it's actually an older story, and it's one that I didn't know about, and maybe I didn't remember because it reaches all the way back to September 11th. But the story that he posted was from People Magazine from 2011 because it was catching up with a dog that passed away. And this is all the way back in 2011. The dog was Roselle, a yellow lab. And for a while after September 11th, she was the nation's most famous guide dog. After leading her owner down 78 floors in the World Trade Center, helping him escape before there was the collapse. Now, here's what happened. Roselle was asleep under her owner's desk. His name was Michael Hinkson. He was a sales manager for a company there. And they had to evacuate. And he said, and it's such a cool story, because he talked about how, you know, as the fumes from the fuel, burning fuel, filled the stairwell, he kind of helped her and she helped him, because the dog was, you know, pretty freaked out. He was pretty freaked out. And they kind of helped each other. He urged her along and kind of talked to her and helped reassure her. And she guided him all the way out the building. And then not only that, but away from the building before they collapsed. And he really thinks that if he had had to rely on his cane, that he might not have made it out. That he might not have have been able to do.
That dog said is no longer with us, right?
Well, she passed away in 2011. That's what this story.
Oh, the story was okay.
All the way at 2011. It's kind of like an obituary. But Ryan posted it as a headline. I thought that's fantastic. I don't know. Maybe I knew this story. You know, we all read so much.
Here's why I'm glad we brought it up. Here's why I'm glad you brought it up. This is how this is what service animals are for. Mm-hmm. Not for your personal, just like hanging out at the airport. My favorite one is too. The businesses now have to do this whole thing where they go, "Hey, service dogs are welcome, but leave your pets at home." But everybody just floats that line, you know? We were in REI the other day. Can you think of a more, like, is there maybe a Subaru dealership where they'd be like, you actually have to bring a dog in if you want to, like, be a part of the customer experience? That,
right.
Like, going to REI, and it's like everyone in there had a dog. And there was a sign that said, yeah, service animals welcome. You know, please leave your pets at home. It's like, yeah, right. Every one of these people right here. See, and this is what happens is that you have somebody who actually needs a service dog. Then you have the folks who are just like, I love having Lucy with me at the airport. That's it, right? That's all. Yeah. They do it, and then they go, well, it's a service dog for me. It's for my service dog. It's what I need.
Yeah.
And you're kind of like, yeah, and I'm not going to ask you about your condition. You're right. But let's start making the dogs mask up, and then things will be, I don't know.
You want to hear something cool, though?
You invented a dog.
Roselle.
Mask. Oh, yeah.
And I think I'm getting the answer right. Yeah, Roselle and Michael were featured in the 2002 Rose Parade.
Oh, nice.
On New Year's Day in 2002.
Hey, I was at this year's Rose Parade.
Which was just, you know, the 2002 Rose Parade was just
right after 9/11. Yeah.
3-4 months after, yep. After September 11th. So really, really awesome. Anyway, I just thought I'd share that. Thank you, Ryan, for kicking that out to us. And if you've got a Zen headline, share it with us. Hashtag Zen headlines on social media. We'll grab it, we'll use it, and we'll credit you.
I'm not going to tell people to email nightside@ksl.com because I don't know if that still goes to us. But akiri@ksl. I think E.T. Millard still goes. E.T. Millard@ksl.com. Does that still go to you?
I think it's E. Millard now.
Oh,
because mine was shut down for a minute, then kicked back on again. I think it's E. Millard.
Finally, all the Millards have been fired from. Well, whatever. I'm just not gonna let you go. Email me at Ethan Millard. Trust Ethan Millard with your money.com.
Kevin has started sending things just to my personal email because he's like, look, I think you're not checking your KSL
yes.
email. So here's this. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, for Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. We'll be back again next week. We promise. This is going to be happening every week now. So for Ethan, I'm Alex. We'll talk to you later. Ethan, good to see you, man. I know people can't see us, but we're talking to each other over the ether here, and it's kind of fun. So
awesome.
Nice looking beard. And we'll see what 2022 has to offer the Nightside Project program. So we'll see you next time, everybody. Test, 1, 2, 3, test, sibilance, test. Part of your world.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.